there are fresh accusations tonight that Google runs a digital advertising monopoly. They come from the Justice Department in 8 states in an antitrust lawsuit that was filed in district court in Alexandria today. Let's take you live now to MSNBC legal reporter and former prosecutor Jordan Rubin. He is the lead author of MSNBC Digital's new Deadline legal blog, and he's with us live. We really appreciate the time, Jordan. What exactly is Google accused of in this new lawsuit, and why does the DOJ say that what Google does amounts to a monopoly?
Sure. So to put it very broadly, the accusation is that Google is exercising too much control in its business and that that's unfair. And so simply put, the Justice Department, in its argument, is trying to make things more fair by loosening Google's grip over its competition in the way that the government has framed it.
So in the end, does Google have to separate itself from its ads? I hope I'm not sounding like a defender of Google, but I'm just trying to figure out how this might work.
Sure. No, it's the perfect question to ask. What's going to be the implication of this, right? And so the implication could depend on the result of lengthy litigation, but that's essentially what the Justice Department is after, or at least part of it. They want Google to exercise less control, and so essentially breaking it up to some degree. And so that's at least part of the result that the Justice Department wants to see. Google, of course, is saying that it's the government picking winners and losers, and that it should essentially stay out of it, at least to the degree that the government has involved itself in the matter.
To the extent that you've had a chance to study it, does the government have a good case here?
So that's a great question, too. Does it have a good case? It has a very interesting case. I would say, just to take a step back, the Justice Department's antitrust enforcement, I would say, has picked up recently, and certainly companies like Google have noticed that. It's taken some interesting positions and is in a mode where it's not afraid to lose a tough case, even if it's advancing an interesting argument. And so I think the type of case and its success, we're going to have to wait and see, possibly a very long time as the result of litigation. But I would say that the government is in a rather aggressive posture here. That doesn't mean it has a bad case, but it could just take a while for that litigation to play out.
You know, connecting a few dots here, we just had the Senate looking at Ticketmaster and that Taylor Swift ticket problem, huge problem, where people weren't able to buy their concert tickets last year. Wouldn't you say that there are similarities with Google in that you do have a government entity trying to kind of jump in on behalf of consumers?
Right. So a similarity there that I would pluck from there is what we saw in the hearing is some rare bipartisan agreement, something we don't see every day, perhaps not more than once a week, if that. And so antitrust is an interesting issue that can create what might be termed interesting bedfellows on this. There's not necessarily a clear left-right answer like there might be in other topics that have that clear political valence to them. So I'd say at a broad level, it's an issue on which you might not necessarily be able to tell where everyone is aligned, whether it's in terms of the Justice Department at some level taking the same position as a state like Texas, a state where it's opposed in other litigation on a matter, something like abortion, to take an example that has a clearer political valence. So I think to take a commonality between something like antitrust enforcement that we're seeing in the courts and the hearing that we're talking about today over tickets is that it can have that interesting element to it where you might not necessarily be able to predict the politics as easily, and that's what makes it an interesting subject to follow.
We're going to take one more sharp turn here. It's a huge deal that we're learning out of Georgia that the special grand jury report on possible 2020 election interference will remain secret for now, but the Fulton County DA, Fonnie Willis, says that she is considering charges in the case. Something is imminent. Is this Donald Trump in the legal crosshairs, or maybe something less than that?
Oh, I think it certainly could mean that. And what it does mean, we're going to have to wait, but hopefully not as long as we're going to wait for the Google litigation. In the words of the DA down in Georgia, this is going to be an imminent decision one way or the other. And so what it means for the former president, I don't know, but I think we're going to find it out fairly quickly.
Appreciate the update tonight. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's MSNBC legal reporter, former prosecutor Jordan Rubin. He's the lead author of the new Deadline legal blog from MSNBC Digital.